kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
And what also gets us on stage is that everybody has a story, especially all the Filipinos in Australia. How did they get here? Why are they here? Some of the kids that the Filipinos have had here don't know who we are only through social media. So to answer your question, what gets us on that stage is the meaning of what we do. As opposed, it's no longer the paycheck. It's no longer fame and fortune, been there, done that. Now it's all about being able to entertain the people who have been working so hard away from home. That's why it's so nice to go away from the Philippines sometimes. Mm-hmm. You learn to appreciate your country more, your countrymen more. But more importantly, you learn to appreciate the Filipinos who are no longer back home. It's our job to bring the Philippines here on that stage. So that, for me, is the pinaka most important meaning and inspiration behind why we are still up there on the stage. We still have so much work to do. Filipinos are being exported all over, whether it's in the hospitals, whether they're engineers, architects, whatever it is, home care, whatever it is. We need you guys back home. But you're now making the world, Australia, even Australia, a better place to be. Mm-hmm. So because we miss you, we want to bring you a little happiness from your hometown, from your favorite kapamilya. Whether you're young or old, we're up there for you. It sounds like a sappy, nice answer, but it's the truth. We're not making millions here. None of us are even getting paychecks for what we're doing here. We're doing whatever we get back home, same pay. Mm-hmm. We're here, all of us, the biggest names you can think of, doing this for nothing. Wow. So what gets us on that stage is you. The people watching, the people who will be there, your stories is what gets us on the stage.
Because we love what we do.
We love it.
We love it so
much.
Oh
my God, we love it.
You know, when people ask us when you're going to retire, stars don't, but they just fade, slowly fade.
Never.
Never.
If we, you know,
never.
If we can just have our last breath on stage,
for as long as you're there, we're there.
Pero yeah, we.
Ganito rin ang pananaw ng Asia songbird na si Regine Velasquez Alcaz at ng singer-songwriter na si Ogie Alcacid. Umaasa silang makakapagbigay sila ng saya at pahinga sa mga kababayang nasa ibang bansa, lalo na sa gitna ng mga hamon at mabibigat na balitang kinakaharap ng Pilipinas.
Parang ang hirap magbigay ng joy, di ba? At ang hirap din na pilitin ang joy because of what's going on, not only in the Philippines but in the whole world. But it is in these moments that we will try to capture it in 2 hours, in 2 shows, to capture that moment that, you know what, we can get together as kababayans, as Filipinos, to pray, to be united. No matter what your political leanings are, diba, kanya-kanya tayo ng political leanings, but in one moment, in 2 hours, we can get together and say, you know what, we're all Filipinos. This is the songs we sing, this is the music we listen to, this is the music that we dance to, this is our country. So that's what we want to impart, you know, in our shows.
I have sung many, many songs. I don't think there's a favorite, but siguro isa sa mga naging gustong-gusto ko lang kantahin are the songs that my husband wrote for me.
Nagpasalamat naman sina Angeline Quinto at Eric Santos sa patuloy na suporta ng mga Pilipino sa kanilang musika sa loob ng maraming taon. Anila, ang pagmamahal ng kanilang audience at fans ang dahilan kung bakit patuloy silang nagbibigay ng kanilang pinakamahusay na performance sa bawat palabas.
We've been very blessed na magkaroon ng mga hit songs na masasabi namin, sarili namin. So because of those songs, hanggang ngayon, parang tulad nga nasabi mo, yung mga kanta namin, usually kinakanta sa mga singing contest, na re-introduce yung kanta namin because of them, because of these people na nag-join ng singing contest. Kasi ang singing contest, parang, ano yan eh, parte na ng kultura ng Pilipino yan eh. So, yun yung maganda doon na yung kanta namin na reintroduce sa ibang, sa bagong generation ngayon.
Perfect. Very well said, Eric, my friend.
Happy
Birthday,
Universe.
Happy Birthday. Saka kasi syempre, alam nyo naman po na kami ni Eric ay nanggaling din sa
singing contest.
Sa singing contest. At malaking parte po yan ng aming karera dito sa industriya.
Yes.
And yung malaman lang namin na may mga kabataan pa rin hanggang ngayon na gumagamit ng mga songs namin para ipang audition, ipang contest sa mga TV. So malaking bagay sa amin yon. And siguro, yun din talaga yung pasasalamat namin kasi dahil sa mga kanta namin, nakakapagbigay kami ng inspirasyon sa kanila na patuloy lang silang mangarap kung ano yung gusto nilang marating sa buhay nila. Kasi marami po talaga sa Pilipinas, ang babata pa lang pero ang huhusay ng kumanta. At nakikita namin yan halos, kasi sa online, madali
lalo
nang mag-post.
Lalo ngayon, diba? Ang gagaling ng mga
minsan,
new generation of
minsan
singers.
Minsan sa mga nagbibideo kay lang sa bahay pero ang huhusay talaga. And yun yung ano ko na sana yung mga ganong kabataan, sana nagbibigyan din talaga ng chance na mas mapakita nila sa mas maraming audience yung kanilang talento.
Ayon kay Raymond Romero, Asia Pacific Regional Marketing Head ng ABS-CBN Global, layunin ng konserto na dalhin sa international stage ang world-class na talento ng mga Pilipino. Aniya, mahalagang maipakita sa buong mundo ang husay ng mga Filipino performers habang nagbibigay rin ng inspirasyon at pagmamalaki sa mga Pilipinong naninirahan sa iba't ibang panig ng mundo. Edinal Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.